When I do workshops, you know, I try to deliver, I try to make sure that we could deliver what we say we could deliver. So I say to people, I try to make it very realistic. I go, how many of you in here would like to increase your business by 10% in the next 90 days? Obviously, every hand goes up. If, and I'm going to do this to your callers right now, I will guarantee right now that if you do what I am about to tell you, I will guarantee your business will increase by 10% within the next 90 days.
Welcome to another Live with Roy interview, where you can listen in absolutely free as I, Roy Furr, interview the world's leading experts on information marketing and publishing, internet marketing, copywriting, selling, business success, and a whole lot more. You can browse the entire Live with Roy archives, download past calls, and join us to get first priority notification as soon as new interviews are available, all by visiting www.livewithroy.com. Again, the address is www.livewithroy.com. Now let's tune in for another exciting interview.
Hello, and welcome to another Live with Roy call. I am incredibly excited about the guest that I have on today, and I heard a quote earlier today that actually serves as a great way to introduce this guest, and that quote is, if you don't have a system for selling, you are at the mercy of the prospect's system for buying, and that's very important for your business. So I have Dave Sherman with Infusionsoft on the line, and Dave's going to talk about a sophisticated, systematic approach to sales and marketing, and this is a completely different and transformational way to look at the sales and marketing functions within your business. And Dave's also going to show us how to automate your business growth, plug holes that you have in your sales process, whether that sales process is through a sales department or through marketing, also to take advantage of hidden opportunities in your business, how to provide maximum value to your clients through, again, systematizing your sales and marketing process, and ultimately how to achieve maximum profits for your business. So, Dave, welcome to this Live with Roy interview, and I look forward to what you have to share with my listeners today.
I'm thrilled to be here, but I got to tell you, Roy, I'm not sure I want to tell them all this information. No, I'm only kidding. And you're sitting over there going, great, you should have told us this before we started the conversation.
Yeah. You're gonna put me in this in front of all my listeners. So
that's exactly right. No worries. I got you covered, I promise.
All right, sounds good. Well, Dave, let's dive in. And at Infusionsoft, you talk a lot about customer life cycles, and that's the process that a customer goes through when they do business with you, you know, meaning your business, and the process that you go through to stimulate that, the system that you have. I want you to describe for me not the customer life cycle that Infusionsoft helps somebody build, but the kind of the typical customer life cycle, the traditional customer life cycle of most businesses.
Well, you know, the challenge that you have with most, you know, customer life cycles is, you know, people, when they go out, they're hunters. They're not cultivators. They're not farmers. They're hunters. You know, Scott Martineau, who is our one of our co-founders, he's done a presentation that I've heard probably a dozen times. And, you know, he kind of describes it this way, that, you know, traditionally when what most business people do is they treat themselves like cavemen. And I'm sure there's probably a more politically correct way to phrase that. I don't know if there's cave women or whatever. So for anyone that's listening that's saying that's kind of it's not the most politically correct way to phrase it, I'm sorry. But most business people are like cavemen. They walk around with a gigantic club over their shoulder, and they walk around and they look for things that they, you know, things that they want to eat, and they bash them over the head with a club, and that's what they do. And then they eat for a couple of days, and they have to go out and do it again. Well, it's interesting. When people look back at what's the greatest invention ever in history, you know, people will say fire, or people will say the wheel. One of the things that Scott talks about is the idea of the fence. Because if they would have developed a fence in the caveman times, they could capture all their animals or all the things they wanted to kill, then they wouldn't have to go hunt for them every time. And that's kind of what typical customers do. You know, they generate interest. They go out and they tell people, oh, hey, this is what we do. And then they sell to their hot leads, and then they get new customers. And then, which is one of my favorite parts, they kind of sigh in relief. It's kind of like, oh, thank God I got
I get to eat for the next day or two.
That's exactly right. I get to pay my I get to pay my car payment, my house payment's covered. But the problem is, as you and I have discussed in the past, they then have to go back to the beginning again. You know, so every time that they close a new piece of business, they are so grateful they've closed that piece of business, but they also know that they have to go back to the beginning every single time. What Infusionsoft helps them do is get around that.
Well, I'd like to argue with that for a minute. Let's say I'm a fairly successful entrepreneur, and that's really helped me build my business. You know, that simple process, and that process is fairly repeatable. I mean, maybe I could hire more salespeople or marketing people that they may not do it as well as me, but you know, we can just be more aggressive about going out there and generating interest and selling to hot leads and getting new customers. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Okay, I don't have a problem with that, but here's my question for you. I'm willing to assume that you would like to make things a little easier in your business. I am assuming that you would like to maybe carve out some of that marketing time, some of that prospecting time, and be able to take that same energy and put it into another part of your business. Wouldn't that be beneficial to you?
Well, I suppose. I'll give you that.
Well, that's what we try and do. You know, when people say, what does Infusionsoft do? Our simplest answer is we're marketing automation. Okay. And that's what we try to do, because if you can automate your customer life cycle, it makes it a lot easier for you to generate more regular sales with a lot less effort.
Well, fair enough, and you know, I'll swing back to your side for a minute. You know, if I want to double my sales for my business, and I'm following that typical customer life cycle, I have to do something that generates, you know, double the interest or double the hot leads, or you know, doubles my conversion to new customers, which involves more spending, more marketing and sales staff, more efficiency, which sometimes is hard to get, particularly the better you get. And all along the way, there are also gaps in that. I mean, there may be folks who weren't necessarily hot leads, but they're lukewarm leads. But if you're focused on kind of that traditional, you know, whoever rises to the top today, and you forget about everybody else, there may be a lot of folks who end up going to competitors or go elsewhere and not, you know, doing business with you.
Oh, most certainly. Because, I mean, that, you know, what everybody does is, do you know how hard it is to only focus on your best leads? Do you know how hard it is to only focus on your best leads without letting all the others fall through the cracks? That's the challenge. Most people are saying, oh, Yahoo, I have this handful of really hot leads. I'm going to spend a lot of time on them. But if you're spending all this time on your hot leads, what's happening to all the ones that you've generated over some period of time that might not be A leads that are all falling through the cracks and being sucked out of your funnel because of your competitors?
Well,
that's
what
we can help with.
Let's go back to that kind of systematic, you know, the quote at the very beginning. If you don't have a system for selling, you need a system in place. And I know I've worked as a salesperson with different CRM systems, and you know, in places where there wasn't really a system in place, and I kind of had to wing it. And what you end up with is, you know, you're either working incredibly hard to figure out who the hot leads are, to follow up with them differently, to make sure you're still following up with the not so hot leads and making all that happen. Or, you know, ultimately there's a lot of folks that get forgotten. A lot of folks know the stat, I guess, you know, it's a cliche at this point, but it takes 7 contacts to make a sale, or 7 impressions of your advertising, or whatever it is. And I've worked in businesses where really the sales process, it was 10 or 12 or 15 or 20 contacts. And if I wasn't being systematic about making sure that, you know, I was there for the 10th or 12th or 15th or 20th time, then there were, you know, five-figure deals that were falling through the cracks.
But the interesting part is you make the statement that you need seven contacts with somebody before a deal is closed. Like, that is something that everybody knows. Do you have any idea how many times I'll do a workshop or I'll do a seminar and I'll ask people, do me a favor, just, you know, let's take a quick survey. You know, how many phone calls, how many contacts do you think it takes before somebody becomes a red hot lead for you? We typically get 2, 4, 5. We'll normally get one person that'll say 7, and that's somebody who understands this. But do you know the look that people give me when I tell them there's 7, you need to be in touch with somebody 7 times before they'll buy from you? They're looking at me like I got 3 heads.
Well, I'll tell you as a salesperson, and I have since learned that this applies just as much or even more to marketing. I instantly shot up to the top of a business-to-business sales team in terms of results just by making sure that I was contacting people until they specifically said, do right. not contact me anymore, right. or right. I have purchased a different solution to right. you know, what I approached you for.
Right.
And it was silly because there were so many, you know, very experienced salespeople who were good at what they did. I mean, you get one-on-one with them and they're going to convince you that you need the product. But I was not that salesperson. You know, I could speak with you and establish, you know, a friendly relationship and talk about my product. But the big advantage that I had over those folks was that they were willing to do one or two calls. And I was there, you know, until the prospect bought or said
right.
goodbye. And
I agree with you, you know, but, you know, the challenge that most of these people face is, you know, the very first quote you said in this call is that if you don't have your own system as a salesperson, you're going to have to suffer through the system of the buyer. Or, I think I probably misquoted that.
Well, that's it. You're at the mercy of the prospect system for buying. And the addendum to that quote is that your prospect is more likely to have a system for not buying than
right.
for buying, which means that you get no sale versus the sale.
Exactly. And I'm willing to guess the reason you were so successful is because you did have this system. You know, most people, their system is so convoluted, and if they have one at all, you know, they're lucky. You know, they might have a CRM system. You know, they might have an email program. You know, they might have a, you know, an e-commerce program. But, you know, it's something that, you know, Scott refers to here at Infusionsoft as system chaos. Because if you have, let's say, you know, Salesforce, and you use Constant Contact, and you used, you know, one shopping cart. You put all three of those together, and you're going, great, look, I have all this great stuff, but none of them work together. So you have nothing works together. You're doing three times the work to get the same result, and that's the challenge that these folks are facing.
So, yeah, I had to hack everything together, and I had my own personal system. But the business itself that I was working for at the time would have done much better, not only if they had everything integrated like you're talking about, because they didn't, but also if they made sure that every salesperson, whether that salesperson was brand new to the company or had been with them for years, that every salesperson was able to follow this same proven system.
Right.
For converting, you know, even mildly interested prospects into buyers. And there's a big advantage to, you know, not only systematizing it yourself as a salesperson, but as a business owner, whether your system is primarily a marketing system, whether it's a sales team system or some combination thereof. So there's an alternative to this. At Infusionsoft, you talk about the perfect customer lifecycle as being kind of the solution to this big, messy approach. And I feel like this is going to take up the majority of this call, because it is really one of the most important lessons that you help people apply at Infusionsoft. But please explain what the perfect customer life cycle is and kind of why we need it, and then we'll go into the steps as well.
Okay, I appreciate the opportunity to do that because, I agree with you. If people don't understand that there's a different way, they're going to stay with what they know. My father always taught me, if you don't know something's wrong, you can't make any changes. And with the way most people use their typical customer life cycle, it just doesn't work. So the perfect customer life cycle here at Infusionsoft is a 7-step process. The first step is your job is to attract traffic, whether it be website traffic, whether it be phone calls, whether it be people walking in your brick and mortar business. You know, this is where, you know, you need, and the way you attract traffic is through, you know, content or social, social marketing, online or offline marketing, referral partners, which is something we do just huge here, or joint ventures. You want to be able to get as many people to your door as possible, because if you don't have the traffic, I don't care how good your product is, you know, it's very hard to have a successful business without the kind of, without substantial traffic. Now, once you have the traffic, okay, you've got to be able to capture this traffic. You have to be able to capture the leads that are generated. Do this through lead magnets, such as, say, for instance, you have a business that, can help you make the most of your advertising. Lead magnets, such as, putting out, a social media posting that says, click here for 5 top ways to increase your advertising.
Well, and I was going to say, if I can interject, looking at a virtual assistant right now, which is somebody that, comes in kind of as you need it in your business. They aren't officially an employee. They are a service provider and just accomplishes whatever tasks you ask of them. And I was looking at one particular virtual assistant and thinking, this person looks good, but what I would love to be able to do is I would love it if they provided me with, 7 important things you need to know before you hire a virtual assistant. And that report, I would have been willing to, give my name and email address to this person, to make sure that I was asking the right questions, that I was understanding the process of working with a virtual assistant well. And you can really look at almost any business and do something simple like that, a report of, 5 or 7 or 10 things you need to know before you make a decision about X.
Right.
And it's just you're looking for the critical piece of information where the person is willing to engage with you on the next level of raising their hand, giving you their name and email address or phone number, right, or whatever you use, and accepting an offer of free information there. And that's what
exactly
that step
is. That's what that step is for, because what it is, you're trading. It's like, I'm willing to give you a great piece of information on whatever the topic in return for your name and your email address. That's the ultimate goal. That's the lead capture. You can do things where, you can give somebody a demo of your product. You can give them a trial of your product. You can send them out a white paper. I mean, I see this endlessly. There is not a day that goes by that I'm not sent something, hey, click here and get this report. A web event, an online event, something that has very little or no cost to you. And this is one of the easiest ways because, it's like, if you're giving something of value, and that's the thing I need to make sure your listeners understand, is it's got to be something of value. Because if you're putting up something that nobody really cares about or nobody sees any value about, no one's going to participate. No one's going to be willing to make that trade. So to really capture the leads, you got to make sure whatever you're putting up has tremendous value. Now, this next step is one that people have, just like going back to what you and I said, it takes up to 7 contacts. The next step, number 3, is you need to nurture the prospects. Because, I don't know about you, most of the time when I meet people, they're not immediately ready to buy my product or service. They don't immediately go, wow, Dave, it's really nice to meet you. This sounds great. Here's my check.
Absolutely.
I only wish it happened that way. So the question is, a lot of people are saying, okay, I'll call them 2 or 3 times. And if after 3 times, if they don't buy my stuff, I just figure they're not interested and I'm going to move on. Well, imagine being able to, set something up where these people receive, a particular email campaign, filled with relevant messages about what they're looking for. So let's use your example. You gave a great example about that you're looking to hire, an admin. So say for instance, you put your information in about, a report called, 7 best tips on hiring an admin. Now, say this person contacts you a couple of times and you're just not ready to hire one yet for whatever reason. There's a better than average chance that that person's going to say, oh, this person's not interested, and they're going to stop calling. Well, imagine being able to send out a campaign of emails or videos or phone calls where they know that every week, every 10 days, you're going to get an email with more information about admins. You're going to get, you'll get an email on, how to pay an admin. You'll get an email on, pitfalls to avoid. So throughout this whole process, whoever it is, they are nurturing you. So when you are ready to finally hire that admin, who are you going to hire this person from? You're going to hire if you're going to work with a different company or the one that's been taking care of you for the last, 2, 4, 6, 8 weeks.
Well, and the point to be made there is there, this is something that you could do manually, and you could put in the manual labor, and you could keep a list of people and when they connected with you and how many emails you've sent out to them, or it can all be done automatically. And especially for someone like the admin or a consultant or something, or really anybody whose time is money, and I would argue that that's all of us. The more automatic you can make this process, the better.
Imagine being able to, when I say to people, oh, well, you should put together a campaign of messages and stuff like that, their first thought is, oh, well, I get busy and I get tied up and I sent out the first one and then I sent out the second one and then I got real busy and then, I was on vacation for a week. It's life happens. There's really nothing that you can do about it. I unfortunately, suffered a loss about 2 weeks ago, and I was out of my office for a week and a half. So if I had stuff, if there were things going on that I needed to do, okay, it was all gone. Well, the advantage of doing this was, having a customer life cycle, where you've got something automatically set up to nurture your prospects. It doesn't matter whether you're in the office or out, it's being done the right way. So now once you've nurtured your prospects, you then get to the point which everybody loves, which is convert them into sales. Sending out automatic sales messages, how to be able to handle objections, to be able to make sure that the sales process works, very well. Because if you really, people think that all they have to do is get the sale and they're doing just fine. It has to be a good sales process because that's how you get more referrals, that's how you get more repeat business, things such as this. So you've got to be able to convert these people into sales. At some time, a message of yours, a phone call, an appointment, an email has to say, would you like to buy this product now? And
Absolutely.
that's what freaks most people out. They'll tell you every imaginable feature and benefit about their product, but a lot of people will never pull that trigger and going, would you like that in red or in blue? Can I have, would you like that delivered to your home or your office? How would you like to pay for that? The typical kind of closes that you have to do. But what, the perfect customer life cycle does is it automatically converts these sales so you don't have to worry so much about it.
That makes tons of sense. And even if you have an active sales force that's doing this, to have your communication kind of setting up the prospects. So even your best salespeople, their version of closing the sale is primarily picking up the phone and taking the order and answering any last minute questions. I mean that makes the performance of your sales team better, no matter who you hire. It makes your business results better as well. And
Yeah, I agree.
I've seen it too many times that doing this systematically and taking out as many human variables as possible will strongly improve your sales results.
Well, and I agree with you. But I also want to make sure that your listeners aren't looking at this as some robotic piece of software that's going
that's
to alter, that it's going to end up, you know, replacing them, which you and I both know is not the case, and I'm sure your listeners feel the same way. You know, there's always going to be a human interaction in there, but it still has to be done the right way, whether it's, you know, whether it's, you know, whether it's automated or manual, you know, it still has to be done on a very consistent basis. And if you could set it up that it's automatic, that you know it's set, you know, imagine knowing that, you know, you have a process set up the whole way through, that it's going to take you through this entire person, you know, this entire perfect customer life cycle. You don't have to worry about it. Imagine the peace that that gives you in your brain. Imagine the freedom it gives you to do other things in your business, knowing that all these seven steps are covered. It really, it's liberating, you know, and that's the ultimate goal of what we do here. I mean, our mission is simple. We help entrepreneurs succeed, and this is one of the ways that we can easily do this.
Well, absolutely. But you said seven steps. We've already made the sale. I think we're done after four.
Well, see, and it's, you know, that I you could not have segued any better into the left, into the other three, because here's what happens. If you remember going back to the typical life cycle, you make this sale and you are so grateful you make the sale. You're just sitting there going, thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness they bought our product, and then you move on. But what people don't understand is, you know, what's the line? It takes 10 times as much, it costs 10 times as much to bring in a new client as it does to sell an existing client. So our next step, our fifth step, is first of all, you have to deliver and satisfy the customer. You have to welcome the customer. You got to make sure that the customer gets exactly what they ordered. You have to make sure they get in a time frame that you want them to. And especially if you're dealing with a product that could be delivered online, whether it be, you know, through an autoresponder, or whether it's a PDF being sent out, or whether it's an actual, you know, tangible product. You know, that's, you know, how many times have you ordered something saying, woohoo, I found the right thing, it's a good price, wow, I'm really excited, and then it took 12 weeks to get your product? You know, there's,
well,
nothing worse.
I have to tell you, I wish I had known this little tactic, I guess, when I was a salesperson. But I heard recently about a guy that, you know, he's considered a guru, and in most cases you think gurus are kind of disconnected from the products that are being sold. But what happened as soon as you bought his product is he gave you a call, and it was him. And, within the business day, usually, and he said, you know, I want to thank you and congratulate you and tell you that I really do think you've made the right decision. And you don't want to overlook this step in a business,
right?
that point of time immediately after the person has you know, done business with you for the first time is it can often be the point where there's the greatest doubt in,
right,
the customer life cycle. And so you have to really convince them that they've made the right decision, both through the products that you provide and how you communicate with them immediately after that takes place.
Yeah, I agree. You know, so this, you know, the people, you know, so overlook the delivery part of this that they miss out on a big opportunity. Now, the next step is, and again, I want to continue to use the example, by the way, it's a great example on this thing about you trying to hire an admin, is the next step, which is six, is, see, most people, if they're so grateful that they've closed this sale, they're sitting there going, wow, thank goodness I closed a sale. I can't wait till tomorrow. I can go take my club and go bash another sale in the head. Well, if you do this, sorry, I know there's probably a far less graphic way that I could have described that, but you just kind of got me on a roll there.
Fair.
But, you know, on the sixth step is upsell customers. So, again, let's use your example of the admin. So say this is somebody who has, you know, nurtured you and sent you information, and you say, you know, I'm ready to hire an admin. I'm going to call this organization. So you hire an admin. But now you're sitting here going, that means I have to do payroll, and I got to make sure that the checks are done, and I have to make sure that, you know, this person's covered, you know, with whatever insurance I have to do. And you suddenly find out that this company offers payroll services and insurance services for your employees. If you don't go to this next step, you are missing so much additional business. because you've just said, I'm so happy that they got the sale, I'm out. You know, have you ever been to, you know, I'll make this very general. Have you ever been to a, you know, in the men's department of a department store? Okay, and say you have to go in and buy a suit. Have you ever walked out of that department without them trying to sell you a shirt, a tie, a belt, a pair of socks? It's the same thing, and I don't care what anyone's business is. There's always an upsell, an extended warranty, coaching services, another, you know, a membership site, something like that. So if you could do the upsell, you can end up taking that $97 client and turning it into a $1,900 client with very little effort.
And I'll tell you, I mean, as far as my clients and businesses I've worked with and case studies that I've seen and everything else, this is really the area of your business where there is the most opportunity for profits, simply by reaching out to someone, you know, not only right after they make that first purchase or as part of their first purchase and offering them, you know, something else that they will value. But you know, through time, you know, a month after they made their purchase, you know, in time for the next calendar year, whatever is relevant in your business, how do you reach out to those folks and say, you know, I'm offering, you know, I have something else that will be of value to you. And that's the easiest sale to make. And it's often the highest dollar amount sale in your business as well.
Very true, because if you look at, you know, a lot of times the additional stuff, it is very seldom that it's going to be discounted because it doesn't need to be. It's normally a much faster sale. And you've already, you know, God willing, if your pricing is done properly, you've already covered all your costs and all your expenses with the initial sale. So your profit margins on the upsell are so much greater. And people are so scared, you know, about, you know, all they want to do is close the sale that they don't even think about beyond that. So it's, you know, when you get to that upsell, the customer, that's when it really starts to, you can really start making serious money. And also, you know, one of the comments I think we mentioned earlier, this is where the relationship begins. You know, if I walk into a restaurant and I eat there one time, there's no relationship. If I walk into that restaurant a couple of weeks later, you know, I'm going to have a little more familiarity with the restaurant. I'm going to know what I liked, what I don't like. I might say hello to the owner. The third time I come in, I might bring a friend of mine with me. This is where the relationship's built. You know, as you know, my background, you know, besides being involved with Infusionsoft, is I've been a professional speaker and trainer on the topic of networking for 15 years. Relationship is everything. You know,
absolutely.
If you don't, you know, because here's the thing. If you don't create a relationship with your customers, your competition will. So if you want to live on onesie, twosie sales from these people, God bless you. But if you want lifetime of sales from these people, develop a great relationship with them, and they'll never leave.
Well, and I'll tell you, as part of this Live with Roy series, one of the bonuses, I guess, one of my lead magnets, if you want to call it that, is I offer people a report called the Magic Number. And I'm going to reveal a little bit of content here from that report. And it's basically calculating how much you're willing to pay to get a new customer. And if you're following that old life cycle where you're generating interest, you're selling to hot leads, you're getting new customers out of your hot leads, and then you're starting all over again after you sigh in relief, the maximum you're going to be able to pay for a customer is whatever your profit is in that first sale, and you're probably not going to want to even pay that much because you're going to want some profit left over.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, if both you and a competitor have that first sale and both you and that competitor have, let's say, $99 of profit built into that first sale, but you have a systematic way that you're able to upsell people both early on in your relationship and over the lifetime of your relationship with that customer, you then, instead of spending up to $99 to get that first sale, may be able to spend double or triple what your competitor does. And that's really the fastest, easiest way to become the leader in your market,
right,
if you're able to do that.
Right, because if you know that you have a $99 product, most people are saying, well, wait a minute, I have a $99 product, my cost is $50, I can't spend more than $49 marketing this product if I want to make nothing. But if you know that you're going to sell that $99 product, and most of the time you're going to sell another $500 in services with your typical customer, okay, you have no reason why you can't spend $150 to sell. You know, it's the old lost leader. You know, you spend a little bit more money on the first sale knowing that the after sale is going to be that much greater.
Absolutely. It's just,
you know, and the best part about this is here's the coolest thing about, you know, what Infusionsoft offers. Imagine being able to do this upsell automatically. Imagine being able to reach out and still build campaigns where people are looking at this and they're getting information about other products and services that you offer, and you're not having to do it on a daily basis. Imagine having it set up where you deliver their, say you sell somebody an ebook, you know, and then you sell a week later, hey, we hope you enjoyed the ebook. By the way, did you know that we now have a workbook that goes with this? It's $49.95. Hey, did you also know that if you really want to get into that, we offer a coaching program? Just like what we said about, you know, nurturing your customers, it's no different. Now, but you're nurturing people that have already spent money with you, and those are the people you really want to be nurturing.
Absolutely. It makes all the sense in the world. And I'll tell you, you know, when I worked as a salesperson, this was one of my quickest ways to get results, is just simply reaching out to past customers. And that communication doesn't have to be a direct sale. I mean, it depends on what type of business you're in. And I want to talk to you in a few minutes about, you know, who is Infusionsoft right for, because they're, you know, we've talked about a lot of different scenarios here. But it doesn't have to be a direct sale upsell. It can simply be, hey, you know, because of your past purchase, we have other opportunities available.
Right.
It's best if you have the specific opportunity to mention. But you know, if you would like more information on this, feel free to reach out to, you know, this representative, and here's their number. And it's a really easy communication to make. It's a way to get customers to raise their hand and say they're more interested. If you have a sales team in place that's able to follow up with them, it's a way to hand those salespeople easy sales, which is going to get, it's going to keep your sales force, you know, happier and more actively working for the success of your business, because you're able to hand them these, you know, very strong sales leads on a silver platter, essentially.
Yeah, most certainly. I agree. But before we move on, because I know you said you wanted to ask, you know, who's the best customer, I want to make sure, because if you've counted, that there's, I've only given you six of our steps, because, again, people miss the seventh step. And this is something that people, if they focus, when I do workshops, you know, I try to make sure that we could deliver what we say we could deliver. So I say to people, I try to make it very realistic. I go, how many of you in here would like to increase your business by 10% in the next 90 days? Obviously, every hand goes up. And I'm going to do this to your callers right now. I will guarantee right now that if you do what I am about to tell you, I will guarantee you your business will increase by 10% within the next 90 days. And our seventh step is to get referrals. Imagine being able to send notices out to your customers, be able to send out emails on a regular, consistent, campaigned basis that can say, hey, we really hope you enjoyed our product. You know, by the way, would you happen to know of anybody else that might be able to get enjoyment from our product like you have? Or imagine being able 2 weeks down the road saying, wow, we really hope you've enjoyed your ebook. You know, is there anyone else you might know that could benefit from this? This is how a business grows. If you don't ask people to tell other people about your business, no one else is. I'm not going to go and tell you to tell somebody about another business. No, I want you to talk about our business. You know, my job here, I'll make this real quick, because I want to hear your input, is my job here is partner development manager. My job is to work with our referral partners. My whole life is working with 1,621 referral partners, because it generates 40% of our sales. Do you know what it's like to know that 40% of our sales are going to come in from people that are telling other people about us? go out and start generating, you know, start sending out more information, start asking people information, start getting testimonials and posting it on social media, and watch the amount of extra referrals that you can pull out of your business.
Well, yeah, and even if you stopped all other advertising today, there's right. that 40% baseline at right. a minimum that would right. keep coming in.
Exactly
and,
right.
you know, likely you have other non-tracked business that's coming from word of mouth and referrals, too, that's not coming specifically from those partners. And your work stimulates that as well. So I wanted to talk about an innovation that I've seen, and frankly, one of the best ways to get good ideas for your business, in my experience, is to look at what other people in other industries are doing and copy it yourself. And for referrals, you can do a lot of things. You can just ask, which is incredibly powerful. I mean, simply asking people to refer your business can get you quite a few referrals. And I've given plenty of referrals to service providers all over the place with no compensation at all. But I've noticed something happening, in particular with membership programs, membership websites, that sort of thing, where they actually proactively, as soon as you become a member, they give you an incentive for referring new people. Let's
right.
say this is a membership website that you pay a monthly fee for. Well, they may give you half of the first 6 months fee for every new member that you refer. And what I've noticed is some of them who are Infusionsoft customers have this all happening automatically behind the scenes, so that when somebody becomes a new member to their membership site, a few days later they receive an email, and the email contains a link, and they say, if you send this link out to your friends or your associates or anyone else who you think might be interested in what we have to offer, you will receive X percentage of whatever sale.
Right.
It generates. And
sure.
to automate that process, in addition to everything else that you can do to build referrals and word of mouth, it seems to be working wonders for the folks that I've seen doing it.
Yeah, most certainly. I mean, I would love to sit here and say that our 1,621 referral partners are all doing this out of the goodness of their heart. I mean, we have a lot of people... You know, seriously, we have a lot of certified consultants and certified developers, and these are people that just love our product, and they refer it left and right. But what people have to understand, I want to make sure your callers understand this, we pay up to $1,500 referral fee for every sale that closes. You know, this isn't one of these things, oh, send us a referral, we'll give you, a free gift card to your local coffee house. No, I mean, I work with people on a pretty consistent basis where they generate half their revenue by being referral partners. So the idea of compensating somebody for referring your business, I mean, it's been done forever. And for those of you who are going, well, I just don't know if I want to do that, that's fine. But if there's people out there that are willing to refer, you know, talk a little bit more about your business because you're going to, send them, whatever. Hey, I'm a big believer in that because it has worked so beautifully for us here.
Absolutely. So let's take a divergence because we're kind of done with this perfect customer life cycle, the seven steps. You attract traffic, you capture the leads, you nurture your prospects, you convert them into sales, you deliver your product or your service and make sure that they're satisfied, then you upsell the customers to higher levels of service or products, and you get them to refer, either through a paid program or simply through stimulating word of mouth, you get people to refer new business to you. So there's our seven steps of the perfect customer life cycle. And that encompasses, that could be used really as a roadmap to building out your business. With Infusionsoft, which makes it incredibly easy, or if somebody wanted to hack it together on their own, I wouldn't recommend it because it's a lot of work. I've seen it tried to be done. But Infusionsoft works out as a great system for that. But let's say, you know, there's a new opportunity, a new technology. You know, some new internet marketing guru is telling me the one way that I need to get traffic for my business, or the one secret that I need. How does that all plug into this perfect customer life cycle? I mean, with the advent, let's do something specific. There's the advent of Facebook really as a marketing medium over the last few years. You know, how does this change the way that you look at a new opportunity like that?
Oh, well, the thing I love about social media more than anything is, you know, it's all about lead generation. You know, you've got to, you know, it's all about letting people know what you do, getting your message out to as many people as possible, because it's all list building. You want to have as many places. It goes back to what we talked about in the beginning, where you need to attract traffic, because all the things such as, you know, social media and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Google Plus and Pinterest and what else is my daughter using right now? YouTube and Instagram and all of this stuff. These are some of the greatest tools imaginable to get people to notice your business. You know, people, I always mention about YouTube because I use video endlessly. I mean, there's not a week that goes by that I probably don't shoot 3 or 4 videos for whatever. I probably have 150 videos online. And because people go, well, what's the big deal? And I'm sure you obviously know this. Do your listeners realize that YouTube is the second most used search engine of all of them?
Only I think a lot of folks don't know that. But
they don't.
I do.
And
yeah.
So my point here is to answer your question, all this social media is amazing because it generates so much new business. It attracts so much traffic because if you can post, you know, lead magnets to get people driven to your site, and the fact that all of it, for the most part, is free is, yeah, I think there's people out there that have no idea the benefit they're getting.
Yeah. Well, and I guess there was an answer there that I was fishing for, and I think you maybe intuitively know it, but maybe I asked the question in the wrong way.
Okay, go ahead.
But I think what the unsaid thing is that you have these 7 steps, and it's attract traffic, it's capture leads, nurture prospects,
right,
convert sales, deliver and satisfy, upsell customers, and get referrals. And if you look at that and you look at, let's say, posting those YouTube videos, a lot of folks would say, oh, I need YouTube for my business, so I'm just going to create a bunch of YouTube videos, but not really think about what those videos are supposed to do.
Oh,
but when you're applying
ahead.
This to the perfect customer life cycle, I mean, the way that you described it as, what's it for? It's to attract traffic to that page where you're able to capture their lead and put them in the front end of the funnel. So if you have a new technology or new system in place or whatever, to be able to map that to these 7 steps of the perfect customer life cycle, to me, based on my experience, is the only way to effectively decide, you know, if something has a place in your business, a new technology, a new technique, whatever, and if it does have a place in your business, where that is. So without having, you know, without taking a look at your business in a systematic way, it's easy to get thrown off course by all the noise out there.
And you know, it's interesting that you mentioned the noise, because we were just at a workshop about 2 weeks ago on presentation skills, and they talk about the signal and they talk about the noise. And what most people are putting out there is noise. What all of these, you know, all of these tools, you know, social media, YouTube, every imaginable online tool out there is a great tool, but if it's not tied to something, if it's not tied to some system, it's just one more thing that you have. It's just one more thing that you have to add to your plate. And that's not what we're striving for. We're not trying to make you jump through another hoop. You know, what we want to be able to do is give you something that you can put it through your system and will always work for you and will work consistently. Because just I think you'd said earlier, if you come up with something that works consistently, you no longer have to think about it.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've got a system that all I have to do is, and you see success, all you have to do to be really successful is follow the system and you're fine. So, yeah, I agree with you.
Perfect. Well, Dave, in a minute, we're going to explain, I want to explain exactly how Infusionsoft helps, you know, even small businesses, but just about all of this on autopilot, because I'm a big fan of the platform. But okay. First, I want to ask that important question that I mentioned earlier. There, some of my listeners may be thinking that, you know, this actually sounds like a pretty complex system, and it requires a staff to implement, and maybe it sounds like too much for me. So I know that Infusionsoft has kind of looked at who the users are that get the most out of the platform. And if you'll run through those fairly quickly for me, just so listeners can kind of see themselves as users of a platform like this.
And I really appreciate you letting me do that, because, you know, we have 9 core values here, and I won't go through them because we don't have the time. But one of our core values is that we always do the right thing. And one of the right things is making sure that you do not sell your product or service to people that are not ready for it. And you obviously know our software. This is not a software for startups. If you have just started a brand new business and you're not making a lot of money and you've only got a couple of hundred people on your email list and you're really just getting this thing off the ground, do not attempt to enroll in our software thinking that it's going to be the end-all be-all for the success of your business. This is definitely a software for people who have worked their way up to this level. Somebody that has, you know, spent a couple of years with Constant Contact and have said, you know, I need something more. Somebody who has spent, you know, who has used ACT or has used Outlook for a while for their CRM and said, you know, I need something that does more. Okay, that's what we're really looking for. The typical types of business that we want, these, you know, it depends. The 3 target markets we go after are sales function CRMs. These are people who are salespeople. These are 1099 salespeople. These are independent salespeople. These are sales teams. It really doesn't matter. Traditionally, people that have, you know, kind of long sales cycles that where they really have to nurture a lot of their customers. So that's probably our number one target market. Our next one is local service providers. This can be professionals and household services. Traditionally small companies. Please, I want to make sure that your listeners understand, we only work with small companies. We are not an enterprise-sized company where an enterprise-sized software that we just take this scaled-down version and go, ooh, look, we have something for small business. All we work on is small business, 5 to 25 employees, traditionally 25 million in sales and less. Now, some of you are going, 25 million in sales? I'm not doing 25,000 in sales. Our idea, you know, our target market, the clients that we normally work at are probably 500,000 and above. So I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, if you're doing that kind of business and you're really ready to take it to the next level, this will help you. But you want to be careful, you know, you want to look at what you're doing, make sure you got a solid foundation on your business, know what you're doing, have an idea of what's going on before you let us help you and take you to another level.
Because it's not, Infusionsoft isn't a magic pill that's going to just make a business appear out of thin air. It's a way to take all these business processes that work and put them in essentially an automated system, and then track and refine and improve and build out upon processes that work for a business that's already making sales and generating revenue and working with customers.
What it does, you know, as simply as I could put this, it takes all the things that you need to do to have a successful business and help you do them better and have you do them more automatically. If you don't have the systems in place, if you don't know what you're doing, where you're still kind of stabbing in the dark, you know, trying to, you know, figure out what you're doing, it's not going to help you with that. But once you've, you know, you've gone through, you know, you've suffered some bruises and you've, you know, you've had a, you know, you've been in business a couple of years and you've gotten to a point where you know what you're doing and you really want to take it from there, that's where we can help you and turn you into absolute rock stars.
Well, that sounds great. Now, you mentioned two specific groups that this is for, essentially sales departments and local service providers, or salespeople and local service providers. What's the third group?
Thank you very much, because I realized just as I finished that last statement, I did not throw in our last one. The last one are what we refer to as ICEs. ICEs is an acronym for Influentials, Coaches, Experts, and Speakers. This is probably one of our hottest areas. So, you know, for your listeners out there, for the people, you know, if you're a speaker, if you're an author, if you've done ebooks, if you've done informational products, if a big bit of your business, you know, to help grow your business is to upsell to in-person services, this is a market that we have so totally covered, I can't even tell you. The majority of the people of the biggest speakers in National Speakers Association use us because there's nothing like it. You know, as I said, I've been in this industry 15 years, and there's nothing like this. So it really gives, you know, those people that are, you know, that have informational products. It doesn't matter whether it's, you know, books, CDs, DVDs. It really doesn't matter. Any kind of informational product, it'll help them sell it easier.
Well, perfect. Perfect. And I think you covered what I suppose was going to be my next question, but folks, you'd like to point out that it's specifically not for, and I guess, you know, ultimately if you're a Fortune 500 company, Infusionsoft may not do too well for you. And, you know, if you're just hoping to buy some software that's going to create a business out of thin air for you, you know, or even if you're simply not willing to do the work to kind of put these systems together, you know, Infusionsoft may not be for you, but it sounds like there really is a sweet spot.
Yes, there is.
Folks can get a lot of benefit.
Exactly. You know, let me use the three examples that you gave. You know, we had one client that purchased our software because all they wanted to do was refer Infusionsoft. They wanted to be a referral partner, so they said, oh, let's buy Infusionsoft to do this. It didn't work because there was no foundation. There was nothing for them. In regards to, you know, Fortune 500 companies, a very challenging day, you know, in the history of our company was the point where we outgrew our own software. You know, and people don't think about it going, ooh, it must be so great working for Infusionsoft. You get to use your great software. No. Unfortunately, I mean, as I said, 5 to 25 employees and under $25 million in sales. You know, I'm sitting in a room looking at 290 employees. So we've outgrown our own software. So, yes, if, you know, what I recommend is, I'm sure you're going to talk about this in a minute or two, if your listeners are out there saying, I'd like to learn more about this, my recommendation is find out more information about this. You're going to learn very quickly, you know, whether this is for you or not. This is, you know, as I said, the last thing we try and do here is to get people involved in our software that aren't ready for it or it doesn't fit. So as I'm sure you're probably going to talk about this in a couple of minutes anyways, you know, about how they can learn more about this software. But yeah, there is a sweet spot and we make sure we hit it almost every time.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, I think that there's a lot of content here that whether or not Infusionsoft is the right program for folks or software for folks, a lot of this information about really identifying what your perfect customer lifecycle is and how to apply it in your business is really valuable to think about, you know, whether you're just starting out, whether you're using that information to help your clients grow their business, if you're a consultant, or if you're in a small business just looking for opportunities to kind of, you know, plug the holes in your sales process, in your customer life cycle, and improve your business that way. A lot of this information applies whether or not you have Infusionsoft as a software service platform. But I would like to take a minute because I have grown to be, first through witnessing and now through being an Infusionsoft client, I've grown to be a huge fan of Infusionsoft because, like you said, there really is nothing else like it out there. And so I want to run through just really quickly a couple of the things that really attracted me to Infusionsoft in the first place. And it's primarily that it integrates so much. I mean, it has the CRM, the customer relationship manager, for a sales team. And I've worked in sales departments where we've implemented CRMs, and it's helped business because we were able to, you know, have a central repository or whatever you'd like to call it for our leads, and different folks knew how to communicate with those leads based on all the previous contacts. It was easy to track them, to schedule future follow-ups, all of that. Plus, there's a full-blown email marketing platform, and that's something that I missed in that job, was our emails were not connected to our sales process. And to integrate the two does wonders, because you can see, you know, what was the last communication that this customer received? What information have they received? What can you refer back to? What can you talk to them about? What new email sequences can you trigger as soon as they get on the phone with you and start asking questions? You know, what can you do automatically through these types of marketing communications that connect with people? And then to tie that all into your e-commerce system so that, you know, somebody who comes in and purchases a product is all of a sudden treated very differently than they would have been had they not purchased the product today. There's a whole new system for communication with that person as soon as they've done business with you. And the fact that it's all automated, that there's Infusionsoft uses this word a lot, that everything is smart, that you're able to set up Infusionsoft in such a way that it's able to recognize behaviors from customers. And adapt how that customer gets communicated with based on that, and it adapts how the salespeople follow up with him. It adapts how the marketing changes. It adapts everything based on who that customer is, and you're able to create all those definitions of what to do in the system. I think it's very easy for the task that's at hand, and. Even, and a lot of folks don't think about this in internet marketing, but direct mail and communicating with people offline is incredibly important. And the ability to do that, Infusionsoft is not an online-only software. It allows you to interface with fulfillment providers, and it allows you to send out direct mail to your people. And I know from watching some of your best customers that they tend to use that a lot, that it's not just about, you know, email autoresponders. It's about a lot more than that. So
exactly.
Yeah. So it really is an all-in-one system for running sales, marketing, and selling activities, and making sure that everything is running together, you know, in lockstep. It's a finely tuned machine. And what's really cool is when you start with Infusionsoft, you actually get, this is part of the package that you get, you get a number of consulting appointments that help you identify how you can build the system for your business. You know, it's not like you have to plug and play into what it is. There's really a lot of flexibility within Infusionsoft, and Infusionsoft will help you figure out how that works for your business. And
yeah, for the first 60 days, you get to work with your success coach, because we want to make sure we get you up and running as quickly as possible, because then as soon as you start seeing success, then it's heaven from that point on.
Absolutely. And so if this sounds like a good thing for you, I mean, you don't have to do it alone. That success coach is going to hold your hand, help you get started, and like you said, Dave, get results quick and really make the investment worth it.
Right.
Now, as a listener, I did arrange for you to get a one-on-one demo of Infusionsoft. There's no obligation. This is really just your opportunity to speak with a representative at Infusionsoft who can give you an idea of what it might mean to automate all of these functions in your business and to get them all working together as a finely tuned machine and get any of your questions answered. So if you're serious about growing your business, I do strongly recommend you request this one-on-one demo and at least take a look at what Infusionsoft could do for your business. And I've made it easy. All you have to do is go to www.livewithroy.com/Infusionsoft, and that's all lowercase, www.livewithroy.com/Infusionsoft, and you'll be able to request a one-on-one demo of the software and get your questions answered. So, Dave, I want to say thank you.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, I really love Infusionsoft, and I'm glad to feature it for my listeners here. So, again, the URL is www.livewithroy.com/Infusionsoft. This has been another Live with Roy interview with Dave Sherman from Infusionsoft, and thank you very much for being a listener.
Hey there, this is Roy Furr, and I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another Live with Roy interview. If you haven't already joined us, I encourage you to drop everything and go to www.livewithroy.com. Join us today and you'll get first priority notification when new interviews are posted and ready for you to listen. This is the single best way for you to get access to all the new interviews I post with the world's leading experts on information marketing and publishing, internet marketing, copywriting, selling, business success, and a whole lot more. I'll even send you a free gift by email right away when you join now. It costs you nothing but your name and email address, and the content you'll get could be transformational to your life and business. All you have to do is go to www.livewithroy.com and join us now. Again, that's www.livewithroy.com. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you again soon.